Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello there, and welcome to Athletico Mints. I hope your Hoover filters are all clean and running freely, and that your televisions are correctly positioned to avoid glare from the low winter sun. Imagine if you can that you are expecting a delivery of bottled lagers via the Hermes delivery service. Your tracking device says the driver is only a minute away. You quickly wash your face and feet in anticipation, just as there is a loud knock on the door. Opening the door, you are met with the stench of lukewarm pork water and groin sweat and the sight of a bulbous Doctor Who-style orc pig. He throws the package on the floor and announces,
"Sounds like it's broken. It's your problem now, mate. Oi, can I have a shit by your bins, please?"
It is, of course, my co-host, Mr. Andrew Dawson. Oh, yeah. Sexy. Oh, Mr. Orc Pig. Thinks he's a big wig. He's just a sweaty grifter. Face like a weeping blister. Ah, nice to see you, Andy. To see you, nice.
And to see you as well, Robert. That was a lovely, lovely introduction. Thank you very much for that.
No worries.
So nice.
Orc pig. Do you like the orc sort of characters? You know, orcs and that kind of thing.
I try and avoid that kind of thing. I try to live a life that's founded in reality,
yeah,
rather than worrying too much about them. Because you get the little orcs and that, but then you also get them kind of mingling with what I would regard as real people.
Yeah.
And I just can't be done with that. It does me nothing. So, no to orcs for me.
I don't want you having your nut done in.
Before we go any further, I'm thinking of an animal's backside, Bob.
Yes.
Can you guess the animal?
I think it's a cat. It is just a pussycat.
Just a pussycat.
Yeah.
It's not. I'll give you a little clue.
Go on.
It's slowly walking off into the distance.
In the distance. Bear?
No. Do you want one more go?
Yeah, because I enjoy this. Yes, nice. You promise you're not cheating?
There isn't another clue.
Ah, right.
All right, I'll give you another clue. Four legs.
Four legs. I think it's a cow, moo cow.
Oh, you're close. It was a Shire horse.
Shire horse?
A Shire horse.
That's one of the highest arses in the animal kingdom, that.
Probably. I mean, you can't really get a good look at the arse because of its tail, but I'm having a look.
But you know it's there.
Oh, yeah, it's there.
Andy, in terms of UK animals, it probably is the highest arse, I would think.
I don't know. I could ask the listeners to suggest higher arsed UK animals, but then, you know what will happen? We'll get inundated.
Yeah.
And we'll end up sifting through. You know, like when it used to be on Swap Shop,
yeah.
And Noel Edmonds would have, he'd tip open a bag of postcards that people had sent in answers to a question on. It'll be like that.
Yeah.
But
a virtual version of it.
Well, I print them all out. I print out all the correspondence we get.
You print them out, put them in a sack, and then pour them out the sack.
And they tip them on the floor and have a read through them. I like to sift. I'm a sifter. I've always been a sifter.
I've just thought, Andrew, I've been watching the birds a lot out of my back window. Right. It's all getting a bit like that, isn't it? Just staring at the birds.
They've come back, haven't they, the birds?
Yeah.
Last few days.
And, of course, their arses.
It's nice.
Their arses get very high. I mean, they get up into the trees, don't they?
Well, yeah, high because they've got flying abilities, not high because, you know, height off the ground.
Yeah.
Different thing altogether. If a Shire horse could fly, we'd be in a different ball game altogether, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we'd be in a different world with two moons and red and the
and
seas are red.
Fucking orcs everywhere.
I haven't given you a choice of names recently, so I'm going to do that, Andrew.
I'd like you to do that. Thank you
very
much.
Your first choice is Akka Harris. Compulsive. Compulsive gambler and nephew of Chopper Harris. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Married to David Sylvian.
The singer from Japan?
Yeah.
the group, not the, the country, obviously. It's tempting.
Okay.
What else you got?
Well, hold your horses, because you could be Jimmy Leaflets. He can distribute over 500 flyers in under an hour and has, in his skin, is as smooth as a brand new maraca.
What is his distribution method? Does he throw them boomerang style? Or?
No, he's just got a swift arm and athletic legs. Arm. Yeah.
Big arm.
One big arm, yeah. Right. They call that his leaflet arm. You could be Winston Piston. Huh? Owns a flying freehold in Pakistan that he uses as the HQ for his dust sheet ironing business.
Nice.
Tempted.
That's it, yeah.
Tempted by that Pakistan, maybe?
I'm going for Winston Piston just because of how sweet it sounds.
Nice to see you, Winston.
Well, tell me about him again. What was he? Dust sheets?
Yeah, he irons dust sheets. You know, if you've used them, yeah, and they're all crumpled up and that, you put them in a bag, send them to Pakistan, and they come back completely dust-free and ironed.
Here's a query I've got, which you might be allowed with. Where do you get dust sheets from these days?
B&Q, Wicks, any of the DIY retailers.
Proper sheets, though, because I know you can get the plastic sheet, but that's not good.
No, you get proper, you know, I don't know, what is it, cotton? Hemp? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
because the last time I got some, they had, like, really small holes in them.
Yes, that can happen.
Well, that's not good.
I know.
Because that's just going to, you know, go through into the carpet.
The dust is smaller than any hole that we can see, isn't it? If you can see a hole, then dust can get through it, can't it?
Dust and or paint.
Yeah.
You're just better off getting a bedsheet or something, I think.
Well, I often do that, yeah. I often use a bedsheet.
Moving on. I've managed to secure an exclusive interview, Bob, with Mick McCarthy.
Oh, Mick,
who, as you know, he's just been appointed as manager at Cardiff. I've just got to zoom up with Badger from Infinity Rocket Plastics, who's setting up the link. Hang on a second. Badger. All right, Badger, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. An absolute razorback, as always. And how does today find a few Sir Dawson of Sunderland?
I'm fine, thanks, Badger. And thanks for that Infinity Neighbourhood Wireless Router.
No problemo, senorita. Are you sucking free Wi-Fi from all your neighbours with great greed and satisfaction?
I am, it's amazing. How does it know all the passwords?
That's for me to know and you to enjoy. The less you know, the safer you are. The name's James Badger. James Badger. So, are you ready for your live link?
Yeah, I think we'd better do that, yeah. Oh, there he is. Hello, Mick. Mick, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, you bastard.
So, Cardiff, Mick, you looking forward to it?
Not really.
No, why not?
Because they're a pack of bastards.
Well, why did you take the job then?
Because the Cyprus bastards gave us the bastard sack.
That doesn't mean you had to go to Cardiff then. Are you all right, Mick?
No, I've got a cough. It's a bastard. Well, no other bastard wanted me. And anyway, all clubs are bastards, so what's the bastard difference?
Have you had time to identify what the problem is at Cardiff, Mick?
Yeah, stain you in your bastard face.
And what is the problem?
The owner's a bastard, the players are bastards, and the ground's a bastard to get to. Is that enough for you, you little bastard?
It sounds bad, Mick. How are you going to turn it round? Once your cough's got better.
I'm going to isolate the biggest bastards and pit my teams based solely on the least bastardy of the bastard players.
Shouldn't you just play, you know, your best players?
Yeah, don't be such a daft bastard. That's why football is a game for bastards, because the bastard managers are happy to select bastards who then play like bastards, and a lot of bastards turn up to clap the bastardry as if being a bastard wasn't the behaviour of a bastard.
Do you want to have a little cough there, Mick?
No, I'm all right. I'm all right, you bastard.
So have you got a message for the Cardiff fans then, Mick?
Yeah, stop being a pack of bastards. Go and support Newport. That's it, I'm off. Adios, you bastard.
Oh, see you, Mick.
The Badger has entered the room. The McCarthy has ended his link. Is there anything else I can do for you, my good fellow of the Stout?
Yeah, you couldn't hack into the Anfield Tunnel CCTV and get some audio from that Barney between Klopp and Sean Dyche, could you?
I could and I will. I'll ping it to you when I win it. Good travels, my liege.
Thanks, Badger.
That was nice hearing from Mick, wasn't it?
That was lovely. Yeah, that was a nice day from Mick. It's nice to know that he hasn't really changed his philosophy since he was at Sunderland in 2004. Because that was kind of what we had back then as well.
Have you got a quiz for us, Andy? I'm kind of like hungry for
a
quiz.
I've got a little quiz for you, and it's the one that we did recently, but it's part two of it. It's about Brazilian footballers' names.
Oh, no, go on then.
I haven't got a name for it. We'll just call it Brazilian footballers' names if you want. And
well, let's call it Doing Pap Bra.
Yeah.
Zil.
Yeah.
Peanuts.
Ian. Names. Give me just a little just more.
Just a little more.
Tang. Socrates.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll call it that.
Okay, go
we'll
on then.
We'll call it that. Nice. On the
what do I have to do, say if they're real or not?
I'm going to give you some Brazilian footballers' names, and then at the end of the list, a list of seven,
yeah,
you've got to tell me two of them are made up. Tell me which ones they are.
Seven?
This is how you Jesus. Did it for me the other week.
All right, all right.
It's a format that you established, you fucker.
Oh, I'm a fucker, am I?
Right, here we go. Picture, Brazilian footballers. Here we go.
Yeah.
George Lucas.
Yeah.
Bacteria. Pegasus.
Yeah.
Creedence Clearwater Kudo. Pedro Ken. Mosquito. Rockstar. Five of them are true Brazilian footballers. Two are made up. Which ones are made up?
Just say them quickly again.
George Lucas. Bacteria. Yeah. Pegasus. Yeah. Creedence yeah. Clearwater Kudo. Pedro yeah. Ken. Mosquito. Rockstar.
I'm going to say that Mosquito and Bacteria are not names of Brazilian footballers.
You're telling me they are made up names?
Yes,
you
I am.
You could not be more wrong, Bob Mortimer.
So
the made
what is
up
it?
Ones are Pegasus and Rockstar. The rest of them, genuine Brazilian footballers. George Lucas, wow. Bacteria, Creedence Clearwater Kudo.
That's great, isn't it?
Pedro Ken, Mosquito. So there we go. That is the quiz which we gave a name for. I've forgotten what it was now, but, you know, that's it. You failed. That's the main thing.
But I enjoyed my failure.
Good.
That's the main thing, isn't it?
That's good.
Andy,
yeah.
It's time for Crime Files, you know. Crime Files. The small market town of Otton in Derbyshire is famous for its delicious marzipan tarts and intricately decorated cloisters that line the town square. In recent years, it has become a lure for artisans and crafters anxious to escape the throb and thrum of the big city. A peaceful and law-abiding town until the 28th of January 2021, when the peace would be shattered forever.
Sorry.
Forever. It was 7:30 in the morning when Nonsense Potter, Mr. Neil Hunt, opened his Nonsense Pottery at the northeast corner of the square. As was his habit, he popped two slices of bread into his toaster and a bowl of baked beans into his microwave. Just as the microwave dinged its finish, a squat, slightly featureless man entered the shop. It was Wade Rudy, the Derbyshire football manager. That's you,
is that
it?
Me?
Yeah.
All right, la. Is this the fun pottery shop for daft gifts for the missus and that and that and that or that and that?
Excuse me, sailor. How dare you? How dare you describe my nonsense pottery as a chamber of daftness? Get out and come back when you've learnt some manners.
Ah, come on, lad. I was just being friendly. I think your stuff looks the business and I'm desperate for a gift for Colleen and that and that and that and that or that and that.
Apologise then. Go on, say that you're sorry and that this shop is nothing short of magnificent.
All right, yeah, I'm sorry and your shop is magnificent. Now, can you recommend a pot that's fit for the princess and that, 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 that?
Just at that moment, a car pulled outside the shop, driven by an old bloke. A younger man rushed out of the passenger side and into the shop. He looked dirty and unkempt. His face suggested that he hadn't slept for many days. It was Frank Lampard, the ex-Chelsea manager, and he was wielding a large knife.
All right, Frankler, and that.
Shut up, Lloyd. Give me my old job back or your dad gets it. With this, Frank grabbed hold of Neil Hunt, the nonsense potter, and placed the knife against his throat.
Get off me! Get off me, you fucking barrow boy! Do you realise who you are dealing with?
It's not me dad, Frank, lad. It's just a shop owner. Leave me, Frank, and that.
Oh, just the shop owner, am I? I'll have you know that I once took 5 wickets for 11 runs in a county standard cricket match, and that my ex-wife uncle knows Ron Peake, the bent magistrate.
Frank grabbed Neil's arm and pushed it high up his back. Shut up, old man, before I kills you good and proper.
Please let go. Why is it always little old Neil Hunt, the nonsense potter, that gets involved in these shitstorms? Why me? I once sponsored a guide dog called Cartwright, and every day, every single fucking day, I carry out voluntary maintenance of the vicar's motorised lectern. Please let me go.
You're going to give me my job back, Wade? But Wade Rudy is gone. He has vanished from the shop. I might as well just kill you anyway. My life ain't worth living now. I've been abandoned by my precious Chelsea. At that very moment, the door crashes open and in walks Wade Rudy. He has the old man driver in a chokehold. It's Harry Redknapp, Frank Lampard's granddad.
Listen, Frank, lad, let go of Neil Hunt and drop the blade or I'll choke out your granddad. You gotta see sense. Go home, Frank, and have a nice mug of chicken soup or some pork chops and that.
Harry Redknapp's face is turning blue and his eyes are revolving like a puppy on the skunk. Frank drops the knife and falls to his knees in tears. Wade releases Redknapp. What was I thinking? I'm so sorry, Granddad. I wish I was back on the East Street Market selling cockles and nylon knickers.
Listen to him. Just fucking listen to him. Whimpering like a baby with a shitty nappy and tight shoes.
Harry picks up Frank and they leave the shop together.
Well, young man, you've turned out to be something of a hero. So what is it that I can help you with?
What would you recommend for actual proper princess and that?
What about this bust here? This bust of Sylvester Stallone eating a corn cob? No doubt about it. It's a fucking beauty.
Okay, lad, I'll take it. How much is it?
£430,000.
Deal. Nice one.
I'm Neil fucking Hunt and I'm loving my life.
So, Andrew, nice.
There we go. Crime
Frank
files.
With a knife.
That was very unusual for me personally because Frank Lampard has a significant impact on my other podcast, Top Flight Time Machine, and he sounds all completely right. Different in that. So I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen.
How does he sound on yours?
Frank Lampard is like this. He's very self-important and he always follows the rules. And we've managed to make lamparding into a verb and a way of life.
Oh, really?
But that's Top Flight Time Machine, if you want to check it out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I tell you what, I've had a WAV come in from the Secret Soccer Superstar, who we've not heard from for a while, but he's back on the scene. So let's have a listen to that and see what he says. It's about mental health, which is very important at the moment and always. So here we go.
Mental health is a big issue in football these days, but as far as I'm concerned, it always has been. When I was an apprentice at my first club, there was an initiation ritual that all the young players had to do, where they had to try and rest their leg up on a high fence at the training ground. I couldn't do it. I couldn't get my leg up on the fence. The forfeit was that the older players would hold you down over a low wall and squirt half a bottle of fairy liquid up your arse. It was dead embarrassing, man, and my mental health definitely suffered. Mind you, for about 2 years after, me poos came out really smooth, so that was quite nice. If you do really smooth poos, get in touch with me on social media and use the hashtag #smoothpoos for awareness and that.
There you go then. So,
interesting.
Any thoughts, Bob, about who it might be, the Secret Soccer Superstar? Are you curious?
Well, I still think he's northern and probably northeastern, maybe Lancashire. I'm just wondering, is it Dean Whitlow?
I found out who it was.
Did you?
I found out. I didn't know. I found, but I forgot.
Oh, you've forgotten.
I found out about 6 months ago and then I forgot again, so I don't know. Yeah, sorry about that.
I'd love to know.
Anyway, I've moving got, on. Have you got out else?
I got a WAV from Badger and Co. down at Infinity Rocket Plastics.
Okay. Then,
as always, it's a rolling contract I've got with them. They've intercepted a WAV from Sean Dyche to his playing staff.
Yes.
Let's have a listen.
You saw what we did to Klopp. Now let's fuck the rest of them off. Keep your tactics basic, old-fashioned, simple and dated. Before the match, eat pie and gravy. Make sure the pastry's nice and flaky. Never shoot if you could get a throw in. Always wash behind your foreskin. Clean sheets in the bedroom. Clean sheets on the pitch. Blue drink on the sideline. And pork rind in the fridge. And remember, dust sheets, diesel, puddings, nail guns, laminate, and that's the Burnley way. Effort without purpose, exhaustion without pain. If you can breathe at the end, then you're not my friend and you won't be playing again. Sensible haircuts only, especially for the goalie. Never pass a ball when it could be clouted. Never eat a spud if it's already sprouted. And remember, diarrhea, horse brasses, curry, winches, shit. And that's the Burnley way.
That's a good one. From that should get them going.
That should get them going, definitely.
They've
nice
had some
stuff.
Good results, haven't they?
They're doing all right. Yeah, Burnley will always be okay because they've got Sean Dyche. As soon as he goes, it's like the Ravens leaving the Tower of London. That's it.
Yeah.
They're fucked as soon as he goes, but that can happen. I've got a new washing machine.
Okay.
Did I mention it before? A new washer dryer. I think I might have done, I've discovered it's got Wi-Fi capabilities. What the fuck does that mean, Bob?
No, you're kidding me up.
No, it's got Wi-Fi capabilities. Wi-Fi connectivity, almost.
So you can operate it from your phone or something?
I don't know. I don't know how. Have you got any ideas? Is this an area you're familiar
with?
No, I ain't got a clue.
I'm shit at this stuff.
I'll have to get in touch with Infinity Rocket Plastics probably then, because
they'll help me out. Badger will know what to do.
Badger, yeah, I'll maybe find out in a future episode.
I bought electric white goods wise. I bought a chest freezer, a little chest freezer, before Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, for the Christmas extra, you get quite a run on frozen stuff at Christmas.
I did exactly the same. I bought one as well, but mine was for the impending no deal food shortage.
Ah, right.
Never happened. Well, I became one of them preppers, you know, that just thinks the world's going to end.
Where have you put it? But, did you find a nice spot for it?
It's in an area, yeah.
Oh, you found an area. An area. Yeah,
just put it there.
That's nice.
It's useful. It's full of party food. I've got a prawn ring in there that's just fucking taunting us.
Well, just get it. What I recommend is you blast it in the microwave so it's defrosted in a minute or something.
Right.
Yeah, and just get it down
hot,
your neck.
Full hot for a minute.
With some brown bread, something like that.
I might do that because the darts is on this weekend, so I might get the prawn ring out and just sit and watch the darts all weekend.
Which darts is it?
It's the Masters, top 24 in the world.
Is Adrian qualified?
So it should be good. I'm not sure. I think he's on the cusp.
He's right on the cusp, isn't he?
Yeah. But he did a nice tweet about us, didn't he? And he had a bag of crisps in his hand. Did you say that?
Oh, right. He mentioned Slaughters, didn't he?
Yeah, he mentioned us, yeah. That was nice.
Hey, Andy. Got Paul Scholes on Zoom here. I just got Paul Scholes. Right. I'll just click the link. Should be able to hear him.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Paul. Hiya. You must be pleased, Paul. See your old club Man United up near the top of the league again, Paul.
I refuse to acknowledge the current regime at Manchester United as a legitimate entity.
Oh, yeah, how do you mean, Paul?
I have never heard of any of the players. It is the opinion of Paul Scholes that the so-called team is made up of actors and is an exercise in warping the minds of the so-called supporters. I have not heard of any of them. What happened to Giggsy and Brucey and Gary Birtlesy?
Yeah, well, I think they all retired quite a while back.
No, I'm not having that. Smells like a massive conspiracy.
Oh, well, OK, well, if that's your opinion. Hey, at least the weather should be getting better soon. That's something to look forward to, innit?
Oh, yeah, right, old pal, yeah. Typical sheep behaviour. Spring follows winter, just like every year. You're not asking any questions about why that is?
Well, no, it's the weather, innit?
Sheep!
Yeah, it's just nature, innit?
Yeah, yeah. That's the standard response from someone who's afraid or too dumb to ask questions. You probably don't believe that Gates' planet might put microorganisms in our minds and transmit all our thoughts back to his HQ in Zurich.
Bill Gates?
No, Eric Gates, ex-Ipswich and Sunderland. He was telling me about it at a charity six-a-side 3 years ago. I assumed he was just pissed, but it's all come true, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't sound very likely to me.
Hey, little man, riddle me this, right? Every time a dog gets neutered, where do the balls go?
What?
I'll tell you. Infinity Rocket Plastics, right? They've got a secret warehouse.
Whoa. It looks like we've lost Paul there.
That's a shame. That sounded like some pretty interesting stuff. I might see if he's on Twitter and try and find out some more about the dog balls.
Yeah.
That sounded good.
Yeah. It's nice of him to get in touch. He's fuller. He's not very trusting of what we call facts, is he? Not really.
He's just differently opinioned, I think, is what it is. And why not, you know, in this day and age?
I suppose every opinion's legitimate, isn't it, Andy?
I guess so, yeah.
So that was nice of Paul to do that. I've got British Managers Lunch Club. It's what it is. It's Infinity Rockets, OBS. I've got me a copy of an online Zoom meeting they had. Obviously, they can't go to rules. So shall I just play that?
Just play the thing, yeah.
If you could be Tony Pulis.
Tony Pulis,
yeah,
okay.
Thanks. Right, here we go. First up to speak, obviously, was Sam... Sam Allardyce.
Mm. Welcome to this online Zoom meeting of the British Managers Lunch Club. I can see from my gallery view that we have Tony Pulis, Mark Hughes, Nigel Pearson and Steve Bruce. I see you all received my hampers from Harrods with the lamb's tongue patty and hardened crow's saliva crackers. Bloody fantastic scran. Now, the reason I've called this meeting is to confirm some existing financial news with the group. Firstly, I can confirm that if I keep West Brom up, we will be receiving a sweet truckload of cash that weighs in at £10 million. What do you think of that, lads? Money, 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 money,
money, money, money, money,
money. And they all lick their lunch club badges.
Bloody hell, Sam, so you can't just destroy an exit. You need to keep them up. Goes a bit against the grain for me, if I'm being honest.
Don't worry.
That's a bit of an Holloway, wasn't it? Sorry.
Don't worry, Tony Poulos.
Poulos.
I still get 5 mil if we take the drop, and I'm hoping for a bit of help from my old mate Steve Bruce. I'm hoping Newcastle will drop below us any week now. Steve, how's it going?
Well, I'm looking pretty...
I'm looking at a pretty easy flop and fuck off, if I'm honest. It took a while to get the players fully against me, you know, but the seam on board now. I'm hoping to draw it all out a bit by parking the bus. Should be out there by the end of February, and then Nigel can step in and get a nice, fat, keep-them-up contract like yours, Sam.
What's your payoff, Steve? What's the bottom line?
£2.5 million and a year's supply of Geordie jeans. They're nice and tight around the arse, you know.
money. So, Nigel Pearson, could be a job for you up at Newcastle. And stepping in, you know, after Steve's flop and fuck off. What do you reckon?
The Geordies are good, solid British fighters. They like a fight, and I like a fight. Fighting Geordies is something I would relish, and make no mistake, these would be fights that I would win, and the Geordies would lose. I would remain Britain's most undefeated fighter. I love fighting and winning fights. All sounds good to me.
Well, I'll take that as a yes. Mark Hughes, I'm a bit worried about you, son. You're not really bringing any cash to the table at the moment. What are your plans? You need to inject yourself into a club and start a rot. You've not gone soft on cash accumulation, have you?
Now, you're spreading rumours and trying to destabilise Chris Houghton at Forest. Looks like a classic destroyer high situation. Very hopeful. My nylon factory in Wales is all set up to produce the first flavoured and edible COVID masks. So that could be a cash cow.
Forest, eh? Easy money. Once he's sacked, maybe we could get Chris on board with the lunch club. He should be looking at a decent payoff. What about you, Lampard? What about that young Lampard? Should we invite him on board? But he's got a tasty wad from Chelsea.
I gave him a ring and I had a chat and he said, and I quote, "I'm looking for an ambitious club with dynamic owners and a real chance of progression."
Fuck's sake, what a wanker. Right, let's get tucked into these saliva crackers. Destroy an exit. Money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money,
money, money.
I'm having trouble with my throat today, Andy. It's a shame.
You are,
isn't it?
You all right? Do you need a drink of honey or something?
A drink of honey?
A drink of honey, yeah. Hot water and honey.
Interesting, though. No? If you did take honey straight from the pot, would you be drinking it? I suppose you would be.
Yeah, of course. You're not eating it, are you? It's not a solid. It's viscous, but it's not a... It's solid.
What about the pearly yellow one that girls do? That's pretty solid.
The what?
You know, the...
That's not honey.
It is. Oh, God. Well...
Are we about done?
Well, what do you reckon? I think so.
I think so. I've got a little song I'd like to end the episode with, if that's all right with you.
Go on, then.
Here we go. Well, that's another episode with songs and laughs and chat. You were a bit of an arsehole and I was a bit of a twat. Now, just before we say goodbye, it's time to figure out, what have we learned? We've learned out. There you go.
Thank you, Andy. Goodbye to all of you.
Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.